Monday morning, we know you're up for some brand new music. We know you're excited to hear what 2SER is going to be playing for you all week. That's why every Monday morning, Andrew Cadori, 2SER's music director, comes in, tells us about some of the new discoveries that he's been getting excited about and getting ready to get you excited about. Good morning.
Good morning. Let's discover together.
Let's discover together, shall we?
All right, great. Let's start with Californian-born, Manchester-based Jessica Hoop. Now, that's J-E-S-C-A, not Jessica. Jessica Hoop.
Jessica.
Now, you might remember last year she did an album of duets with Iron and Wine main man Sam Beam. So she got a little bit more prominence out of that, signed to the Sub Pop label as well. But she's up to her own fourth album, which is now out. It's called Memories Are Now. And thankfully for her, the fact that she was once a nanny to Tom Waits' children is not the best thing or most interesting thing on her CV. It's her songs. And it was actually Tom Waits and his wife and songwriting partner, Kathleen Brennan, that helped Jessica Hoop kickstart her own career by getting her in touch with the right people. And look, they know an idiosyncratic talent when they see one because they've worked with them over a long time. And look, yeah, her songs just have this really smoky and mysterious air about them. They're folkish in nature, but yeah, really compelling. I think you might want to think of a folkier Jonas Policewoman in that way. She also has a real sing-along style to her songs. So they've got this vibe about them that's very smoky and mysterious, but you can also sing along to them, I think. And I don't think a lot of people can pull that off.
No,
so
not these days.
Let's have a listen. This is Simon Says from the album Memories Are Now, and I reckon she does it.
All right, let's give it a go.
He's on the grocery list below the cream above the chips. But Simon says we've got to listen to it's what we love. Cause I like what I like. Oh, I like what I like.
I see what you mean about the sing-along. There's
She's got this edge, but then you could probably find yourself humming along to it, you know, while you're walking down the street on your iPod, bumping into people.
There was more energy to that than I'm used to with that sort of almost ethereal style of vocal as well. And I thought that was really interesting.
It's got some heft, Nick.
It does. It
it's
does
got some
have
heft.
All right. Jessica
Hoop.
I don't
say heft enough, no. So I just want to say that has heft.
Jessica Hoop.
Yep. Jessica Hoop. The album's called Memories Are Now. It's on Sub Pop.
Fantastic.
Yep, mark of quality there. Now, let's move on to Syncane. We're up to album number 6 for Syncane. Now, if you don't know who Syncane is, we've actually been playing the singles Aha and Telephone. Really funky stuff here on 2SER. It's the project for the London-based Sudanese multi-instrumentalist and producer Ahmed Galab. Now, you might know him a little better from his work, which was in tribute to the recently passed William Onyebor, that amazing Nigerian musician who had a lot of his work reissued by David Byrne on his Luakabop label. And what Ahmed Galab did was form this band that travelled around the world and actually went to the Sydney Festival a couple of years ago to produce this show called Atomic Bomb. So, like, Atomic Bomb had people like Gautier, David Byrne, and Kurt Vile playing William Onyebor's unique synth-powered Afro-funk music, which is also clearly a really great inspiration for Syncane. The new album's called Life and Living It, and it has, as that title might suggest, a really joyous outlook. It's definitely in pursuit of higher thinking and liberation. Positivity and politics, all as one. They're not mutually exclusive. I think, yeah, once again, like Priests a few weeks ago, it's an album for these times. Sound and vision match up. It's a really dreamy pop spin on that freewheeling African funk sound and really also the future-reaching Kraftwerk, that mesmerizing electronic sound as well. It's a really great record. This is the theme from Life and Living It. I thought we had to go with this to express just exactly what I'm talking about.
Let's give it a sound. Is it just me, or would it be impossible to have a bad day while listening to that?
No. It's a good way to start your day. It's got
heft,
Nick.
It's got heft.
It's got heft. Positive heft. So Cinquain, the album's called Life and Living, and it's album number 6. Look, he's an artist really worth discovering. If you like that funky sound, that uplifting feeling that Cinquain give you, there's 6 albums to discover.
Six.
Yeah. Yeah, a really amazing, quite prolific, just a little bit under the radar. But yeah, hopefully with this one, might crop up a little bit more on your radar there.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So look, the last thing we're gonna hear is more local and really local in a way when I let you know what it's about. It's from Toby Martin, who a lot of people might know better as the lead singer of Youth Group. And it's his second solo album. It's called Songs from Northern Avenue. And it comes out of a project which was in collaboration with Urban Theatre Projects, with Toby writing songs literally in people's front yards in Blacktown, a kind of poetic observation of West suburban life in Sydney. So wow. He would literally sit in people's gardens and look at what was going on around him and write these tunes. So what you've got is this album where he's then enlisted local diverse musicians from Vietnam and the Middle East and made this record, which was produced by Bree Van Rijk, a drummer who's also worked with Holly Throsby and Seeker Lover Keeper. And it's just this beautiful record. It's one part exotic, one part earthy, and there's stories of Sydney in all its multicultural glory. And it's what I find to be seamlessly beautiful and really poignant. And yeah, I think this is a lovely, lovely record. And I thought we'd go out with a song which is called Minto Mall, simply.
I love that. And I've got to say, when you first said the track was going to be called Minto Mall, my immediate thought was something like a joke track, like something you'd expect the Goon Sacks to do or something like that. And it's gone entirely the opposite way.
Yeah, no irony in this record whatsoever. It is a really lovely, heartfelt record on, you know, a part of Sydney and indeed Australia that really doesn't get much focus in song. And I think Toby Martin's done a wonderful job here.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it. Hey, thank you very much, mate. We'll talk more new music this time next week.
See you next week.
All right, heading out with Minto Mall.
Humidity rises up from the grass like applause from the crowd. It's 8 a.m, the shirt sticks to my back, the birds shout, kill, I'm cow. And I walk past the dumpster and into the teeth of the boarded up mall. Around here the ruins of ancient civilizations are only 30 years old. The country's up and gone, but the city hasn't got here yet. Indian minor birds are circling around my head, circling around my head. Greasy hair marks on the window and I can't work out where to put my head. Remains of people and and I just keep staring straight ahead. And the man sitting next to me's got a face that looks like it's been looking at the same point for years. And a tattoo that says family first and not much between his ears. The country's up and gone, but the city hasn't got here yet. Indian minor birds are circling my head, circling around my head. cancelled my shift, and the reason they gave was Christmas. The only people work here like me, you won't see us on TV. I work at the downtown fitness. And the only others are the shouting kind, they're the kind that like to shout at their children. Six generations I've damaged, can you imagine what it'll look like in 10? Our families are friends, and I see her on the train. She's always reading books, she thinks I'm